We had our family get-togethers here, like I say, mainly with her family. I only had one brother, and he lived over in South St. Louis. And although we saw each other, but not as often as we saw her family. And we would, I guess, be together with her family more, either at her folks' house or here at our house. And the kids, her younger younger brother, brother's kids, because we were a little older when we got our kids, and so our kids then were about the age of her younger sister and younger brothers, and they would just have a ball together, you know. There'd be her sister had a boy and a girl, her younger brother had had a boy and a girl too, only, you know. And they just got along famously, and we had a lot of good times together at Christmas and Thanksgiving, and we'd often have them over here and have them down in the basement, have a big long table and have a spread, you know, and everybody just run around and do what they wanted to, sort of. But I don't think there was anything that, you know, was connected with the ethnic stuff. I mean, it was all American. Her parents tried to push the American stuff, as opposed to holding down, like some families I knew tried to keep their kids on the ethnic side, you know. And well, of course her parents wouldn't, because her older brother married other than Macedonian, my wife married other than Macedonian, her sister married, did not marry, only her youngest brother, which is 6, 8, 10 years younger than my wife, he married a Macedonian girl, but the rest all married others. And so that sort of would put a crimp into any ethnic things, in my opinion. Or maybe she'd tell you differently, but that's the way I see it. But there was nothing real special. We just had family, close family things, that's all. And that's it.
How do you believe Lincoln Place, living in Lincoln Place, has changed you personally?
Me personally? Well, let me go back a lot farther if you want to. I've always said my moving to Granite City might have saved me from getting into a lot of trouble. One of my best friends ended up in prison, and I just, the thought of it sometimes makes me shudder, that who knows, maybe that night or whatever happened, and I really don't know for sure what happened, but I might have been with my best friend, and who knows what would have happened. But the moving to Granite City then, you know, I had to make good friends, new friends, I mean, not good, new friends. And of course that put a little, what? Well, I got into I was very lucky. Where we moved, I was just a short block away from the Presbyterian Church, and so we went to that church, and those, for the most part, well, I'd say 100%, they were all real good kids. Good homes, good kids, and I bummed with them and did. Now coming on to Lincoln Place, I don't know. I feel that it was nothing but positive, nothing but good. I'm not sure that I can explain it. Only that probably the only thing I could say is that the people down here, all her friends, which are my friends, came from, like I said earlier, from hardworking, honest, hardworking families, and they, for the most part, turned out honest, hardworking people, and I think that's a good, you know, that was a good steadying influence, and that's about all I could say about it. I mean, I really feel that it was positive for me, moving down here and marrying like I did. I think it was a positive, definitely a positive thing for me. Like I say, I don't know what I would have done or been or if it hadn't gone the way it did, but as far as I'm concerned, it couldn't have ended up much better.
Okay, well, before we wrap up, I wanted to give you an opportunity to express anything, if there are thoughts or ideas that you would personally like to share. If there's a story that you had thought about before the interview took place that you had wanted to share.
I don't know any stories. I could just tell you a little more maybe about myself. Like I said, I got back into civil service then and ultimately retired. I retired from civil service after 30 years time on my 60th birthday. And that has been, I've been retired now a little over 19 years, and we're both very involved in church work, and sometimes I just don't know, I can't get anything done here at home because we're so busy. I also have a little, I don't know what you call it, whether you'd call it a part-time job, it isn't quite considered that, but I'm have an appointment in the city. I'm a police commissioner, and mainly the police commissioners, what we do is hire, promote, and discipline firemen and policemen. We don't have anything to do with running the departments, but we hire, promote, and discipline. If discipline is necessary, hopefully it isn't. And that takes some of my time when we're in a hiring mode. You know, we have to go through the hiring process every 2 years, whether we have anybody to hire or not. That's state law. So then we're very quite busy, and I spend quite a bit of time. Otherwise, in the last maybe even 6 months, I'll bet I haven't spent, other than a couple meetings, I haven't spent 6 hours on it probably in 5-6 months. But there'll come the time when we will be very busy again. And I spend more time on it, but it's just that I want to. But, I mean, I haven't had that much to do. And very interesting. I hope that, I think so long as this mayor's mayor, I think I'll stay on. Because he appoints us, and we're appointed. And I enjoy very much my association with the departments and the people in it, and I just enjoy it. I don't know any stories.
How did you become appointed to this position? What was
okay,
the process that
the,
was
called for? I would have to say I feel the a fella who grew up two doors away from me at that time was the chief of police. He had been appointed police chief, and his brother was an alderman, And they, like I say, they grew up there. The brother still lived there, the alderman, with his mother. The other fellow was, the chief was married and moved, lived somewhere else. But the alderman, a commissioner was going to resign or had resigned, I'm not sure, I think was going to. And he recommended to the mayor that he appoint me. And I may add one more thing, that at least one of the commissioners, there's three commissioners, at least one of them has to be from the other political party that the two are from. Well, I joke about it and I say the reason and tell people, well, the reason I got it because I'm the only Republican in Granite City. And that isn't quite true, but it's close. But it's in reality that friend of mine, I mean, he was a good friend, an alderman, and he recommended the mayor. And I'm sure that the mayor spoke to the police chief, who also knew me for many years. And I'm sure he, without his okay, I know I wouldn't have gotten it. And he obviously okayed it, and so I was appointed. And then while that mayor was in, I think he was in 5 or 6 years, and then we got a new mayor, who is the mayor, present mayor self, and he had been a policeman and ended up assistant police chief while I was a commissioner, and we got to be very good friends, and he understood me and I understood him, and he knew that I was sincere and honest and wanting to do the best I could for the departments, and obviously was convinced of it. And he's been mayor now for, I think he's in his third term, so I feel that he's obviously happy or satisfied with what's going on, and I assume I'll stay for some time to come. We're appointed in 3-year terms, so. But if he wanted me out, I'd leave whenever it was. I mean, if I knew he wanted me out, I'd go. But like I say, I enjoy it. I think we're doing some good, and keep trying our best to keep politics out of those things, which from time to time get in some of them. And we're trying to keep politics out and get the best people on the job, and I think we're doing that. But it's very, very rewarding for me at this old age that I can do something like that, do some good for the area.
My final question is, what would you tell somebody who is thinking of moving to Lincoln Place? What would your message be to that person?
I have to say, I doubt whether that will happen. just because I know history and I know people. But if somebody asked me, I would recommend it. If they can find a house down here that they're happy with, I would certainly recommend it. I think it's a good place to live. Safe place to live. I personally think it's just as good as any other part of town. I know that over the years it has not had a good reputation, one reason or another, and having lived here, I can only say that it was a reputation. It was not true, because I know it wasn't true. Most of it, you know, the bad things that they said about it, it's not true, but it was a reputation it got that, you know, it was the lower end of town and the wrong side of the tracks. I think that's one thing. Those railroad tracks that up there about 4 or 5 blocks that go right through town, anything on that side was the wrong side of the tracks. And, well, that's a mental thing, I think. I mean, I know there's being around the police like I am, I hear where the calls go, and I know where they go and where the trouble is, and I know the downtown area, and East Granite area is much worse than this bad side of the tracks. That's where all the calls are. They have very few. Every time I get around a policeman, I say, "Have any calls in Lincoln Place?" "No, I haven't had any." And that's a fact. They haven't had any. There may be an accident down here or something, you know, but there just isn't any trouble here. And that gives me a good feeling too, you know. Like I say, I would know if, because of my contacts, I would know if there's trouble down here, and I'd be watching, but there just isn't any. And it's great. Like I say, the problem would be somebody wanting to move to Lincoln Place would be that they may not find the kind of a house they want to live in, you know. But if they do, go for it, because it's a good place. Absolutely. I'd recommend it highly.
Well, Mr. Emil, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.